Quiet, numbskulls, I'm broadcasting.
Ben Sorensen's Real Country, bringing you the stars of country.
Welcome, welcome, one and all. It is indeed Ben Sorensen here, and this is My Real Country. Hey, before we get into what's on the show this week, pick up the phone and give me a buzz on the request line, 1-300-929-516. That is 1-300-929-516. Now, a buzzing show this week with some awesome tunes, something new from Little Big Town, a track from Adam Harvey, a ripper indie artist, now unheard and unsigned segment, the latest track from uber cool duo O'Shea, Kirstie Lee Akers, a killer remake of a classic Doobie Brothers track featuring Zac Brown Band, Johnny Cash, and my chat with all-round top bloke Ian McNamara, otherwise known as Macca from Australia All Over. But right now to a new track from one of the most captivating voices in Australian country. She has a new cautionary tale to tell from her album Cautionary Tales. This one is best enjoyed at 30,000 feet. This is Harmony James.
Somewhere over Long Reach, at 30,000 feet, is a stranger beside me, and the dust of journey on my feet. I'm looking for a good cry, somewhere safe that I can sleep. Staring out the window, drifting in and out of dreams, and searching for distractions in the pages of an in-flight magazine. I'm in a losing battle and my mind just keeps on going there again. On every flight back through southern skies, it feels like I'm losing a friend. And I'm back to the day like I'm leaving all over again. Enough lights till it feels like I'm leaving all over again. Images go rolling like we're in the opening scenes of an old home movie back before we knew that we were free. I guess absence makes you fonder as it shows you only what you wanna see. On every flight back through southern skies, it feels like I'm losing a friend. And I'm back in the day like I'm leaving all over again. Telling myself just enough lights till it feels like I'm leaving all over again. I'll never see a blue light there, and nothing else will have my heart like you had it there since I left it there. Through southern skies, it feels like I'm losing a friend. And I'm back in the day like I'm leaving all over again. Oh, I swear I won't, but I think I might be recklessly telling myself just enough lies till it feels like I'm leaving all over again. Back to the day like I'm leaving all over again. Somewhere over Long Reach, at 30,000 feet.
Two sugars in my coffee cup, make it strong and make it wake me up. Put my boots on in the dark while I'm hoping that my car will start. Working 10 hours a day, another stack of bills to pay. The job don't bother me no more. There's three reasons that I'm working for. But we're good at getting by. And you're looking at a man who's proud. Yeah, you're looking at a man who's found where he wants to be, where he's meant to be. And family life is all right with me.
The dulcet tones of Adam Harvey with the title track from his new album, Family Life. Now moving from Australia all the way across the ocean to the good old US of A. Country trio Little Big Town are poised to release their new album, Poison, and one of the tracks off that great album is this, Day Drinking. This is new for Little Big Town.
Hey, we're Little Big Town.
And here's our latest single, Day Drinking.
Sinking, we could be feeling all right. I know you know what I'm thinking. Chelsea Basham, and you're listening to Ben Sorensen on Real Country.
Calling all entertainers, Talent in Your Town is a new online directory for entertainers who want to be seen and heard. Singers, dancers, magicians, bands, comedians, jugglers, illusionists, face painters, fireworks, kids' parties and a whole lot more. Whatever you do, Talent in Your Town wants to hear from you. Talentinyourtown.com.au, the one-stop shop for all your private or corporate entertainment needs too.
Plus amusement.
Check it out, talentinyourtown.com.au.
Buying a car is a big commitment. You need to make sure you have the right car at the right price before you sign on the dotted line. So the best thing to do before you buy a car is log on to the Behind the Wheel website. At behindthewheel.com.au, you'll find dozens of unbiased and independent new car reviews. Browse by different manufacturers and find exactly what's right for you. Don't sign anything until you visit behindthewheel.com.au.
Hi, it's Dick Smith here, and you're listening to Ben Sorensen's Real Country. Fantastic.
Welcome back. It is Ben Sorensen here, and this is My Real Country. For all things country, head to the website, realcountrymix.com. Now, as a kid, I didn't think much of it at the time, but as I got older, the memories became more important, particularly as both my understanding and interest grew in Australia, Australian stories, and Australian music. My memories were of waking up every Sunday morning to the smell of coffee, breakfast cooking, and a familiar voice on the wireless, curating yarns and music from every corner of Australia. When I heard of his new eclectic compilation CD of Australian tunes, I was quite keen and chuffed to chat to singer, songwriter, presenter, producer, and most of all, passionate Australian, Ian McNamara, or as we all know him, Macca from Australia All Over.
It's Ben Sorensen here, and this is My Real Country with actually one of my favourite humans on the face of the planet, someone that I actually grew up listening to, who's still effervescently young, Ian McNamara, otherwise known as Macca from Australia All Over. G'day, how are you?
Ben, cut that out. I'm still effervescently young. Thanks, mate. Yeah, I'm good, mate. Yourself?
Fantastic. Having grown up listening to your albums, Macca, Well, I love it. That's all I can say.
And well, thank you, Ben. Thank you. They're a bit of a slice of Australia, especially the latest one. I mean, I like to be able to encourage musicians around, and as you know, it's fairly hard to get your stuff played these days on radio, especially to a wider audience. And people send me lots of stuff. Always send me, you know, CDs, and I get piles of them, and it's very hard to go through them all. And I think, oh, gee, here's another three CDs today. But I always loved music, and as I sort of pointed out, I grew up with it, and I played myself. So I just love to be able to bring. It's like doing an interview. When I've done an interview, and I think there's some, oh, they're really interesting. I can't wait to get back, edit that interview, and play it to the people so they can. So they can hear what this person's point of view is, or what makes them tick, and it's the same with a song. When I hear a good song, I say to my producer, listen to this, which I've said, you know, about the like Mark Cryle's song about Waiting for the Ice to Thaw, or November by Junior. Great, they're just great songs, you know, and I'm really proud to be able to get them out there and let people listen to them, and you play them, and then you get phone calls and people say, what was that song? So that's really nice.
Well, I love the fact that you're able to unearth all of these really witty and clever and well-written songs from unusual corners, from unusual artists that are just going about their business creating this amazing music for themselves, and then go, hey, let's shine a spotlight on this. And the rest of us can enjoy it, because the mix of artists that you've got is really, really brilliant. And I've got to say that I am kind of pleased that you threw a Mary Schneider track on there as well.
Oh, it's, Well, see, that's my brass background. I love the big band sound, and I've known Mary. Mary and I toured together years ago, and when I was with Cold Joy back in the early 70s, mid-70s, played with Cold Joy for a year, I remember the Joy Boys would go and do the whole show, and Colin would come on, and sometimes there was an act on before, and it was often the Schneider sisters, Mary and Rita, and they'd come on, so I backed them. So I've known them for a long time, and it's just a great track. I mean, it's uniquely Australian. Mary's taken the whole yodeling thing, and she did the, you know, she did the yodeling, the classics, and she took it, you know, over to Germany. She was on the Letterman show, which I always try and watch. She turned up on the Letterman show, and she was in Germany, and a huge hit. And it's just something. She's a little Aussie that she's just. I think I don't know if you talk to Mary, and I had to do that soon. I reckon it's probably Rita that, because Rita was a real ideas girl, and she probably
was. And wasn't she cheeky?
I'll say, yeah. And wrote little comedy songs, and so the Schneider sisters were great. Mary, they did comedy, and Mary sings well, and they did the whole thing, and they've been in the biz for a long time. So it's a great track, and I just love it.
Well, I love the fact that you're passionately Australian and committed to producing fantastic radio and also making some fantastic compilations to highlight the Australian way of life and preserve it as we know it and love it. And your album, Well, I Love It, is fantastic, and everyone needs to get their hands on it. Even Christmas is coming up, so you should buy 6, 7, 8 copies, and that's your Christmas shopping done. Available from ABC stores everywhere, and, of course, you can download it online. And I'll be posting all the links to that on our Facebook page, facebook.com/realcountry. Thank you so much, Macca.
Ben, thank you very much. See you, mate.
Was a famous yodeler from Chicago way. He had a boogie style, he yodeled every day. He was the top man at his craft, but then his number came up and he was gone at the draft. He's in the army now, the yodeling reveille. He's the boogie woogie yodeler of Company B. They made him yodel bugle calls for Uncle Sam. It really brought him down because he couldn't jam. The captain seemed to understand, because the next day the cap went out and drafted a band. Now the company jumps when he yodels reveille. He's the boogie woogie yodeler of Company B. He's the boogie woogie yodeler of Company B. He was a boogie woogie yodeler of Company B. Busy as a bee. When he sings, he makes the company jump to the bar. He's a boogie woogie yodeler of Company B. He yodels eight to the bar in boogie rhythm. He can't sing a note if the bass and guitar isn't with him. He's the boogie woogie yodeler of Company B. With boogie every night, then wakes them in the same way in the early night. They clap their hands and stamp their feet, because they know how he sings when someone gives him a beat. He really breaks it up when he yodels reveille. He's the boogie woogie yodeler of Company B.
Ben Sorensen's Real Country.
There's no color like blood, there's no feeling like sun on your skin. There's no place like home after all the things we've seen. One more for the road, one more, you can carry me home. Pour me another, I don't wanna be alone. There's nobody like you, and there sure ain't nobody like me. Not a single soul can know what we feel or see. When you wake at dawn, love the light you see. 'Cause if you see the light, there's a chance, you and me. Jacarandas in November, all the colors I remember. Lined up down your street in springtime, when the air tastes sweet. Jacarandas, November, I remember, oh I remember you. The 11th hour last stand, you went down. We had our plans, just like every man. You and Desi and me in Sydney when we're free. Made it there in 1953. Jacarandas in November, all the colors I remember. Lined up down your street in springtime when the air tastes sweet. Jacarandas, November, I remember, oh I remember you. And your slouch hat and your photographs only mean you've been left behind. I will never forget you, you're forever young. Forever young. Jacarandas in November, all the colors I remember. Lined up down your street in springtime when the air tastes sweet. Jacarandas in November, I remember, oh I remember you. There's no color like blood, there's no feeling like sun on your skin.
Well, that was two tracks from Macca's album, Well, I Love It. First was Melinda Schneider with Boogie Woogie Bugle Boy, and then Junior with November. Two great tracks off a fabulous album. Continuing on with the theme of great Australian music, this is Unheard and Unsigned, the segment that's all about simply great music from emerging and established indie artists. To get your music here, head to the website realcountrymix.com and follow the links. This week we hear the latest single from Australian indie act Deep Creek Road. This is I Wanna See You're Crazy.
Party, gonna play, yeah.
Well, the show's ticking along quite nicely. We are indeed in full swing. And if you would like to relive any of the great Real Country moments from this week's show or any of our previous shows, it is incredibly easy and it is absolutely free. We call it our podcast and we post a podcast every single week of every single show we do, plus some great bonus content. All you need to do to access that is head to iTunes or your podcasting app of choice. Do a search for Ben Sorensen's Real Country. Click download and subscribe, and suddenly you have a wealth of wonderful country music from Australia and abroad at your fingertips. It is that easy, and it's absolutely free. If that's all too much, you can access it from our website as well, realcountrymix.com. Still to come, Social Country, Johnny Cash, O'Shea, Kirsty Lee Akers, and a whole heap more. So stick around. This is Real Country.
Ooh, come on, sing Matilda.
Ladies, gentlemen, boys and girls, g'day. It's Colin Buchanan here, and I'm standing right in the epicenter of Ben Sorensen's Real Country, and it's unbelievable.
Waltzing Matilda with me.
Hi, we're Georgia Fall.
And we're on the road to launch our new album, thanks to the support of NRMA BusinessWise.
Their legendary roadside assistance keeps business trucks and vans on the road and makes sure we don't let our fans down.
See how they can keep your business moving at nrmabusinesswise.com.au.
NRMA BusinessWise, keeping Australian country music on the road.
Because the show must go on.
Headlights are so much better than they used to be. But there is one downside to today's plastic headlight lenses. They go all cloudy, dull, and sometimes even an off-yellow colour. Not only does this bring down the look of your car, these less-than-perfect lenses aren't giving you the beam strength and clarity that your headlights were designed to. There is a simple fix, however, and it doesn't involve getting new headlights. It's the T-Cut Headlight Restoration Kit. It's really simple to use, it works great, and clear headlights are just a few minutes away. Search for the T-Cut Headlight Restoration Kit in the Altrex Auto Accessories online store at altrex.com.au.
Hey folks, this is Dana Hassel and you're listening to Ben Sorensen's Real Country.
Welcome back. It is Ben Sorensen here, and this is My Real Country. For all things country, make sure you head to the website realcountrymix.com. Now time for one of my favourite segments in the entire show. It is your opportunity to tell me what you're listening to. It's called Social Country, and it is absolutely world famous. Everybody loves it, guaranteed, apart from one guy that I met, but he doesn't count, so that's fine. Now, if you want your request on Social Country, it's incredibly easy to do. All you need to do is find us on Facebook, facebook.com/realcountry, and you can leave us a message there or respond to one of our posts. We're also on Twitter as well, at Real Country Mix, and we'd love to hear from you there. We're also on Google Plus, and you can send us an email via our website, realcountrymix.com, or you can be old school and pick up the phone and give us a call on the request line, 1-300-929-516. Now, George from Mount Gambier in South Australia shot me a tweet this week. Now, George can't get enough of this pair, especially after seeing them live at the Gympie Muster. It's O'Shea, and their new single, Bad Day Good, is a ripper up-tempo track co-written with and featuring multi-CMA and Grammy Award winner Steve Wariner. And it's got an awesome video clip to boot that I'll be posting on our Facebook page this week. It's a top choice, George, and it's just for you. This is O'Shea, Bad Day Good.
You
Now, again, if you want your request on Social Country, it is incredibly easy. You can pick up the phone and give me a buzz on the request line anytime, 1-300-929-516. That is 1-300-929-516. You can also send me an email via our website, realcountrymix.com. We're even on social media as well. You can respond to one of our posts or send me a message via Facebook, facebook.com/realcountry. And we're on Twitter as well, at realcountrymix. On the email, it was Donna from Ipswich in sunny Queensland, who has a hankering for the latest offering from songstress Kirsty Lee Akers. It embodies all the wit, smarts, and songwriting skill this girl regularly oozes, and I just love it. This is Kirsty Lee Akers with her new single, Leave It to Jesus. Thanks, Donna. Keen to keep up to date with all of the country goings on, the latest tunes, charts, and so much more? You can have all of this delivered directly to your inbox each and every week with our uber cool email newsletter. It is absolutely free, and you can sign up for it at realcountrymix.com or via our Facebook page. Coming up on Real Country, an uber awesome finale to the show, a pretty cool collaboration of which 50% is the Zac Brown Band and Johnny Cash. I don't even need to say more there. It's all right after this break.
Hi, this is Drew.
And this is Troy.
And we are
McAllister Kent.
And you're listening to
Ben Sorensen's
Real Country.
Yeah.
I'd like to get loud and get down. I'd like to get up with my boots on. Fill your cup and raise it up. And drink to an awesome dust. This song, get loud.
Buying a car is a big commitment. You need to make sure you have the right car at the right price before you sign on the dotted line. So the best thing to do before you buy a car is log on to the Behind the Wheel website. at behindthewheel.com.au, you'll find dozens of unbiased and independent new car reviews. Browse by different manufacturers and find exactly what's right for you. Don't sign anything until you visit behindthewheel.com.au.
Hi, we're Georgia Fall.
And we're on the road to launch our new album, thanks to the support of NRMA BusinessWise.
Their legendary roadside assistance keeps business trucks and vans on the road and makes sure we don't let our fans down.
See how they can keep your business moving at nrmabusinesswise.com.au.
NRMA BusinessWise, keeping Australian country music on the road.
Because the show must go on.
Ben Sorensen's Real Country.
Welcome back. It is Ben Sorensen here, and this is My Real Country. For all things country, head to the website, realcountrymix.com. Now, I'm quite excited about this next track, blending the old and the new, and I just love the passion and story behind the new collaboration of this old classic. Zac Brown jumped at the opportunity to collaborate on this track, saying he had made a whole heap of tip money doing this song, and it was almost like coming full circle. Now, this is new from the Doobie Brothers, featuring the Zac Brown Band. Now, which track did they pick? Blackwater. Here it is on Real Country.
Thank you. land, pretty mama, come and take me by the hand.
Come by the hand, take me by the hand, pretty mama. Come dance with your daddy all night long.
I like to hear some funky Dixieland, pretty mama, come and take me by the hand.
Come by the hand, take me by the hand, pretty mama. Come and dance with your daddy all night long.
Come on, baby. Come on, baby. Come on, baby. Come on,
now for something totally new. Over the next few weeks, I'd like to highlight some of my favourite witty, funny country tracks, and I'd love your help with it as well. I want to know your favourites, and I'll be posting all about it on our Facebook page, facebook.com/realcountry. This week's Ripper track is actually one of my all-time favourites, and it was written by Shel Silverstein. This track was one of the biggest hits for this artist, and it made the Billboard Top 100, and it happens to be this artist's only Top 10 single there, spending 3 weeks at number 2 in 1969. Incidentally, kept off the top spot by the Rolling Stones. A live version was recorded at California's San Quentin Prison. Do you know who it is? This is Johnny Cash, and the song is A Boy Named Sue.
Well, my daddy left home when I was 3, and he didn't leave much to Ma and me. Just this old guitar and an empty bottle of booze. Now, I don't blame him because he run and hid, but the meanest thing that he ever did was before he left, he went and named me Sue. Well, he must have thought that it was quite a joke, and it got a lot of laughs from lots of folks. Seems I had to fight my whole life through. Some gal would giggle and I'd get red, and some guy'd laugh and I'd bust his head. I'll tell you, life ain't easy for a boy named Sue. Well, I grew up quick and I grew up mean. My fists got hard, my wits got keen. Roamed from town to town to hide my shame. But I made me a vow to the moon and stars, I'd search the honky-tonks and bars and kill that man that gave me that awful name. Well, it was Gatlinburg in mid-July, and I'd just hit town and my throat was dry. I thought I'd stop and have myself a brew. At an old saloon on a street of mud, there at a table, dealing stud, sat the dirty mangy dog that named me Sue. Well, I knew that snake was my own sweet dad from a worn-out picture that my mother'd had, and I knew that scar on his cheek and his evil eye. He was big and bent and gray and old, and I looked at him and my blood ran cold, and I said, my name is Sue, how do you do? How are you gonna die? Yeah, that's what I told him. Well, I hit him hard right between the eyes, and he went down, but to my surprise, come up with a knife and cut off a piece of my ear. But I busted a chair right across his teeth, and we crashed through the wall and into the street, kicking and a-gouging in the mud and the blood and the beard. I tell you, I've fought tougher men, but I really can't remember when. He kicked like a mule and he bit like a crocodile. I heard him laugh and then I heard him cuss, and he went for his gun and I pulled mine first. He stood there looking at me and I saw him smile, and he said, son, this world is rough, and if a man's gonna make it, he's gotta be tough. And I know I wouldn't be there to help you along. So I give you that name, and I said goodbye. I knew you'd have to get tough or die. And it's that name that helped to make you strong. Yeah, he said, now you just fought one hell of a fight, and I know you hate me, and you got the right to kill me now, and I wouldn't blame you if you do. But you ought to thank me before I die for the gravel in your guts and the spit in the eye, cause I'm the that named you Sue. Yeah, what could I do? What could I do?
I got all choked up and I threw down my gun. Called him a paw and he called me a son. And I come away with a different point of view. And I think about him now and then, every time I try and every time I win. And if I ever have a son, I think I'm gonna name him Bill or George, anything but Sue. I still ain't that man.
Well, that's me done and dusted for another week, and hopefully you've been inspired to join in the country conversation, and I'd love you to do that. All you need to do is head to social media and you can hunt us down there. We're on Twitter at Real Country Mix. You can also find us on Facebook, facebook.com/Real Country. We're on Google Plus as well. And if you would like to relive all the magic of this show and any of our previous shows, please download our podcast. We would love you to do that. All you need to do is head to iTunes or any other podcasting app, do a search for Ben Sorensen's Real Country, click download and subscribe, and you'll never miss an episode again. On top of that, we've got a whole heap of fantastic stuff coming in next week's show, so make sure you book it in the diary, because we'll be back on the same station at the same time next week for a whole heap more Real Country. We'll see you then.
Ben Sorensen's Real Country.
Ladies and gentlemen, Ben Sorensen here to talk about your skin. It's the largest organ in the body and often the least cared for. With skin being such an important part of your body, why trust it with anyone else but an experienced, university-educated dermal clinician? Like the team at Dermal Aesthetics Specialist Skin and Laser Clinic. With highly educated clinicians, the latest treatments and products, they do things differently at Dermal Aesthetics, and it shows. Visit dalaserclinic.com.au. That's dalaserclinic.com.au.
Talent in your town, talent in your town.
Calling all entertainers, Talent in Your Town is a new online directory for entertainers who want to be seen and heard. Singers, dancers, magicians, bands, comedians, jugglers, illusionists, face painters, fireworks, kids parties and a whole lot more. Whatever you do, Talent in Your Town wants to hear from you. Talentinyourtown.com.au, the one-stop shop for all your private or corporate entertainment needs too.
Plus,
check it out, talentinyourtown.com.au.